USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has not changed his mind about the results of the election after the Electoral College certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory.
The campaign would have more specifics for you on legal recourse, but yesterday was one step in the constitutional process leading up to the January 20th date in the Constitution.
At the briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany had no comment about the news that Russian President Vladimir Putin had publicly congratulated Biden. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is getting a favorable review. Staff at the FDA said trial results and data about safety met the qualifications for the vaccine to get an emergency use authorization. Moderna previously reported its vaccine was more than 94% effective. With this news, along with Pfizer's vaccine already on the market, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
we could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas. It's really remarkable. 100 million shots in arms by the end of February is very much in scope.
With more people shopping online and sending holiday gifts through the mail this year due to the pandemic, it's important to be aware of important shipping deadlines. And one of those deadlines is here. Ground shipments sent through the United States Postal Service, FedEx, or UPS need to be in the mail today so that they will arrive at their destination by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The outgoing Trump administration has taken a lot of action against China as of late. Last week, it sanctioned 14 Chinese officials, all of them senior members of the parliament, Beijing responding with sanctions of their own and changing visa rules for U.S. diplomats. Regarding a United States relationship with China under Joe Biden, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says we need to be tough on China.
If we don't maintain a hard line, China will achieve their 2025 plan of becoming the dominant power in the world in terms of all the key technologies. We dealt with Huawei, we dealt with ZTE, we dealt with their semiconductor industry. We're dealing with all kinds of issues. If there's any letting up at all, they will accelerate their process because they push as hard as they possibly can until they meet with enough determined resistance on our part that they have to stop.
In 36 states that use healthcare.gov, today is the deadline for coverage that will start January 1st, while another 14 states and the District of Columbia have later dates. Be advised if you waited until today to sign up for your healthcare, the website may run slow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.